This is Spectator Radio. If you'd like to subscribe to The Spectator, you can get 12 issues for £12, as well as a £20 Amazon voucher. Just go to spectator.co.uk/voucher. Hello and welcome to Table Talk, The Spectator's food and drink podcast. I'm Laura Prendergast.
And I'm Olivia Potts.
And we're delighted to be joined by Cressida Bonas, the actress who's been in all sorts of plays, including The Great Gatsby, An Evening with Lucian Freud, and The Importance of Being Earnest. Later this year, she's in an upcoming ITV drama. Cressida, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start at the beginning. Tell us about your earliest memories of food.
My earliest memories of food would be Pop-Tarts. I think nowadays everyone is so aware of sugar and not to eat so much sugar, but when I was younger, I don't think my parents were that aware, so we would have Pop-Tarts a lot.
Was there a particular flavour that you liked?
Chocolate. I actually had a Pop-Tart the other day for the first time in a very long time, and I couldn't believe how sweet they actually are, and that we would just eat them.
And were they a breakfast treat or a snack or something you'd eat all the time?
My parents got divorced when I was about 5, and my dad, when he was a bachelor he's now remarried to an amazing cook, and he in that time learned to cook very well. So now he's a brilliant cook, but at that time he was a bachelor and had no idea how to cook, so he would often give me Pop-Tarts for breakfast, which sounds very bad father skills.
Like ideal breakfast.
Yeah, well, I know.
I can't imagine you were saying, no, Dad, please, don't do
that. Yeah, you'd probably deny that now.
And what about meals other than breakfast? What was cooked at home? Was your mum a cook?
Yeah, so mum, we were brought up on very simple food. I'm one of 10, so it was always that thing of fighting for your food a bit, and lots of pasta ketchup and a lot of shepherd's pie and fish pie, a lot of pie. I think that's just the easiest thing when you have a big family, just to make a huge pie and everyone's just tucks in, and roasts. So nothing ever fancy or posh or tricky, just very simple nursery food was what we were all brought up on. And that's actually still what I love.
Mm. Did you enjoy it back then? There are things that I enjoy as an adult in a sort of nostalgic way that perhaps when I was a bratty child, I didn't enjoy quite as much. Did you love them back then?
Yes. Loved it because we didn't really know anything else. We weren't introduced to anything exotic ever or terribly exciting. So that's all we knew. We'd come home from school and have fish fingers and baked beans and chips and peas. So that's really what we've all been used to.
And I mean, do you ever cook any of those dishes now? I mean, do you cook pies? Obviously you've had the Pop-Tart, but do you cook pies at all?
Do I cook pies? Yes, I do. I love a chicken and leek pie. My mum actually still, every time I go home, she says, what do you want for dinner? Shepherd's pie? And I say, yes, Mum, we'll have shepherd's pie and peas and ketchup, because that's what we've always had. So it's a real family thing. It's kind of a joke as well. Oh, what will she make? Shepherd's pie and peas.
That's classic comfort food, isn't it?
Exactly.
And what about school? I mean, school food, most people tend to, especially on this podcast, we hear lots of stories about disgusting school food. What did you make of school food?
I liked school food. I never have had a problem with it. I mean, Swede, I hated. They always used to give us a lot of Swede, which I never quite understood why.
Why
gave us that?
Just
boiled really Swede, squishy and just always quite cold. And
exactly.
And custard. That's just the classic school thing, isn't it? Just
that bright yellow,
disgusting custard. So now I actually never go near custard, probably because of the school experience.
Do you enjoy cooking, or is it something you have a mixed feelings about?
I do. I'm actually learning to enjoy cooking more. I get frustrated because I'm not very good at it. And when I go to friends' houses, some of them are so good and they seem so relaxed while they're cooking and they're chatting and they're cooking and they're, you know. And I, because I am not an amazing cook, I have to really just focus on the recipe if I'm following a recipe. And I get irritated with myself that I'm not as good as I could be. But I hope one day, you know, when I have children, I think that's when you hopefully progress.
You go back to fish pies and shepherd's pie.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And what about, do you like going to restaurants now? I mean, because is it something, I guess if you didn't have it when you were younger, I mean, is it more of a kind of treat to go to a restaurant?
Well, the thing is, one of my favourites is just pizza. So for me, going to Home Slice in Shoreditch and just having some pizza and a beer is the perfect evening on like a summer's day like this. Is great. Or going to, and I love basically, maybe like a bit of a junkie, I love burgers and pizza and probably quite unhealthy food. So Honest Burger, we live quite near, so we go there sometimes, but never anywhere that's very fancy. Or I'm not a big fan of those places, those very expensive places that you go and they come and they give you this tiny little portion on a massive plate. And I just do not get that. And it's covered in loads of different exotic creams and fancy flowers on it. I've never really got that. But probably, again, because I haven't been brought up on that sort of stuff.
Not a fan of 12-course tasting menus or...
No. No. Or when you go, sometimes if you have 5 knives and forks and you think, oh, God, which one do I start with?
And what about, I mean, as an actress, as your career in the theatre, I mean, what kind of food will you eat when you're in a show? I mean, do you go out for meals afterwards with your other actors, or what do you eat?
We do. It's funny because in the theatre you finish very late, so it's always very weird timings. You eat at very different times to everyone else eats. So you get out of the theatre sometimes at 10:30. So sometimes, I'll pick something up on the way home, or I'll eat before in the dressing room. But yeah, it's always at weird times. And then if you have a matinee on Wednesdays and Saturdays, you then eat lunch at, afterwards at like 5.
And what about when you're on set? Because that's always catered, right? There are mm-hmm. often amazing catering companies and wagons there. But they're mass catering, they're doing the same sort of quantities that you'd have in school dinners. Presumably it's better than school dinners.
Yes, yeah, it is. And actually, if you do a morning of filming, you're normally so hungry that you just would eat anything anyway. But it's actually, my experience has always been really good on set with food. I did a film in America a couple of years ago, and the food on set there is very different to the food on set that I've experienced here, because it's a lot of chocolate and crisps and huge portions. And when I was in America, they have this sort of trailer on its own that's just all day filled with different sort of snacks, American snacks. And in England, you don't have that. Well, I have never had that. So I found myself, when I'm waiting to be called, I spent a lot of time in that trailer just pigging out on very bad food.
And do you think, I suppose sort of cliche is that actresses are sort of told what to eat. I mean, do you think there's any pressure on actresses nowadays to worry about what they eat, or is that sort of fortunately a kind of bygone era?
I think that's a bygone, well, I hope it is. I haven't experienced any of that. I mean, I think it's possibly different to the modelling world. I think there definitely is still that pressure, but actually I haven't come across it. I mean, I was a dancer, I was at the Royal Ballet School when I was 9, and I definitely experienced it a bit there, not myself, but that pressure definitely in the dance world is more obvious, I think.
Mm. What do you eat at the Royal Ballet? I mean, do they have a sort of carefully created menu for the dancers? Or
no, it was such a long time. Well, I was very young, but I was there for about 5 years. There was a canteen. It was always very healthy. Everyone was quite careful. I never was. And just, watch what they ate a little bit more than, I guess, what normally people would do.
And what about travelling? Have you discovered any interesting foods on your voyaging?
So me and my boyfriend went to India, and we travelled around the south of India. And I didn't really know what I actually fell in love with India, but I didn't know what to expect food-wise apart from curry, and I didn't know whether I'd like it because I, as I said before, I love the plain food thing. So
I didn't know what to expect, and actually I just fell in love with Indian food. There's something called a moili, which is a moili fish Keralan curry. When we were in Kerala, we tried it, and it was one of the best things I've ever eaten. It's just so good, and they do it so well. And then we came back here and were kind of obsessed with the curry thing, so we'd go and find curries at different curry restaurants, and nowhere didn't quite have the same feel as actually being in India. There is a restaurant in London called Cricket that is actually very, very good. But I fell in love with India, and I fell in love with the food there. We've also recently been to Brazil, very recently, and I tried ceviche for the first time.
How did you find it?
I really liked it, actually. I didn't think I would, because I'm not a fan of sushi and raw fish, but I really liked it. And they're very into their meat there, you know, their big steaks, which I'm not really. So I didn't love the food, but I did try that, which I really liked.
And what about puddings? We know you like Pop-Tarts, but you don't like school custard. Are you a pudding person?
I am, because I've got a seriously sweet tooth. So I love puddings. I love treacle tart. There's this treacle tart in Sainsbury's, actually, which is so good. But I love that, and I love sticky toffee pudding. And
that's Lara's favourite.
Is it?
It's my favourite. And yeah. Shepherd's pie. I'm having shepherd's pie at my wedding.
Oh, of course. it's your whole menu. Shepherd's pie and sticky toffee pudding. You're sorted.
I've got something here called the Wiki Bicky chocolate cake, which I've...
Oh, yes. That, you like. That is...
Tell us about that.
So my dad lives in Norfolk near Burnham Market. And there is a... I always tell everyone about this. I should be their sort of PR girl. They have a shop there called The Pie Man, which has been there forever. And they have something called the Wiki Bicky chocolate cake, which has also been around forever. And it is so good. And so if you're ever in Burnham Market, go to... No, sorry, it's not The Pie Man. It's Humble Pie. Humble Pie or The Pie Man? Humble Pie. The Pie Man is actually another place in London which also does something similar. So forget that. Not The Pie Man. Humble Pie in Burnham Market. If you're ever there, and it does all sorts of delicious things.
So what is the Wiki Bicky?
So it is a biscuit cake. It's biscuit and chocolate. It's really simple, but they just do it really well. And other places do it too, but normally it's really rich. And this isn't. They just do it perfectly.
And you've talked about the fact you prefer plain food. Would you describe yourself as a fussy eater, or are you quite good at sort of eating what's put in front of you?
I don't know if I'm particularly a fussy eater. As I said before, I don't love really fancy food, but I'm quite funny with textures. So I have this thing called triphobia, which is this bizarre thing, which I've only recently discovered the name of, but I've had it all my life. And it's where you have an aversion to unusual patterns and textures, and it's normally like a cluster of small holes. This is going to sound so weird.
It's also really interesting. Go on.
Yeah. Cluster of small holes. And so in terms of food, it could be like honeycomb, or if you cut open a pepper, the pips that hang off the inside. And the same with a melon, or porridge that sticks on a pan. Things like that is always... It always has this really weird effect where I just can't really look at it and sends shivers up my arms. It's a bit like when people have weird things with cotton wool, or or my friend has a weird thing with grapes. It's one of those things. And actually, I think some people have it very bad, where they're actually scared. They're like, you know, have that fear. And luckily I don't. It just makes me feel weird looking at it. So funnily enough, when I was younger, I realised I had something, because I was looking at these, we were away on holiday as a family, and I was looking at these, you know, you get barnacles on the side of a boat. And I was like, oh God, that's just so weird to look at. I just can't look at those barnacles. And I was telling my brother, and he was saying, you're such a freak. You know, they're barnacles. I said, yeah, I know, but don't they just make you feel really weird? And he said, no.
You're like, but what about honeycomb?
Yeah, but no, I didn't really know. And then, anyway, so yeah, I've had this all my life. And then only recently, and I mean, like 6 months ago, I was with a friend in the kitchen and I think it was a pepper we were cooking, and she was looking at the pips hanging off the inside. You know what I mean,
yeah,
by those pips. And she said, "Oh, I can't really look at that. That makes me feel a bit weird." And I said, "Me too. Me too. It makes me feel really weird too. I feel really weird though when I have this, and I don't really talk about it. What is it?" And she went, "Oh, it's triphobia. I have it, which means you must have it if you don't like looking at that." And I thought, what the hell is triphobia? And I Googled it, and it comes up with a lot of images of loads of little holes and weird surfaces.
Terrifying.
Yeah. And describes what it is. And I was like, yes, that's what I have. I have this very weird phobia, and I don't know where it comes from. It's just very strange. But sorry, I'm rambling on. But in terms of cooking and food, those sorts of things always make me feel a bit funny when I'm cooking.
And have you found it, now that you know that that's the condition, have you sort of found it easier to kind of look at food, like knowing that you just have this aversion to it and you can just avoid it?
It's just there. I mean, it's not, I think when I did some Googling, I think some people have it really, really bad, and I definitely don't, but it just makes me feel, sends a shiver up my spine. But it's fine. I still can, sometimes if I'm cooking gravy, and all the bubbles that come up when you're cooking, that is always a bit funny. But it's fine. It doesn't stop me. It's just
not curtailing your life.
No, it's just a very strange thing. And my friends tease me about it and always send me pictures to annoy me during the day.
So crunchy is not your ideal sweet dinner.
Crunchy. And sometimes when I explain it to people, they don't know what they don't really know what it is. But a crunchy, exactly. A crunchy or bread, holes in
an
bread.
Arrow. I mean, corner shops are difficult.
Whisper.
An arrow. Whisper,
yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so you can't have any of those from a corner shop. What do you get? You've got all the crisps and chocolate you could possibly want. What do you choose as your corner shop treat?
I choose Milky Way stars.
Ooh, retro.
Yeah.
And you've told us about your big family. I mean, do you guys still get together for lunch? I mean, it must be quite hard to get everyone together, I imagine. But when you get together, is it like the old days where you kind of fighting over food and asking for the ketchup?
No, we do. We're actually really close. So we do. We actually try and get together every week for breakfast. But there's still that thing of me, even though I'm 30 years old, still the youngest of the family, and always will be, I think, when I'm married and children, will always be the youngest. But yeah, it's still definitely that thing of pass the ketchup, and when we go home to my mum's, the shepherd's pie will be on the table. But we're very, very close, which is lovely.
Cressida, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on the Spectator's Food and Drink podcast. For more recipes, food history, stories and drinks, you can head to the Spectator website. Not pauvre fleur, disais-toi.